Phone Boy Speaks, episode 379, A Box Full of Access Points.
I have a rather complex network setup at my house. I guess it's an occupational hazard of being a tech douchebag who knows something about computer security and networking and so forth. But I actually have in my house no less than 5 SSIDs, which are, you know, names of wireless access points. And it depends on, you know, where you are in the house or what you want to connect with that I have it set up. So for example, I've got, you know, most of the stuff that's on, you know, like the quote unquote protected network or the internal network is, you know, I'm using the, you know, WPA password and stuff like that. And for that stuff. But I've got 2 or 3 of those. I've got one upstairs and then I've got one downstairs, and I need that because my house is pretty big. And so in order to get coverage in all of the nooks and crannies, especially where the kids are, I have to have access points downstairs, for them to get it. But I also had some other issues too. My son has an Xbox that doesn't, when he bought it, it didn't come with a Wi-Fi adapter, and there's no wired connection, where the Xbox sits. And so over the years, we've done a number of different things to try and bring that into the network, and even getting the kids into the network too. That was a whole other, basically I spent the last, during the Christmas break, they were having issues with their networking where it would just basically, like, all of a sudden you'd get huge lag spikes or it times out or something. And there was, I was doing a lot of different things to try and solve that. And hopefully now I've solved it. I had to go through this step by step, and I've also got an access point that's on a different network segment that allows the DSs of the world to connect that can't use WPA or whatever. You know, it's basically a guest network also. And so, however, that wasn't reaching downstairs, and so I had to also put in a repeater so that network is available downstairs. And, you know, so I spent some time getting all that sorted out. But the biggest challenge was, the access points I was using were basically not working very well. And so I have a box full of access points that I've collected over the years, and I finally threw some stuff away. Because I figured out that stuff wasn't working very well. And so I put it downstairs. It was a Netgear router that was dual band and that I flashed with DDWRT at some point. So it, in other words, it has less sucky firmware and then I switched the kids over to use the 5 gigahertz frequency, which seemed to help their scenario quite a bit. But then the Xbox. Originally what I was doing both for the kids and the Xbox was I had a power line Ethernet box, which would randomly just stop working for no perfectly good reason. And so that was always an issue that I had to deal with, and finally just got tired of it and pulled it out and said, okay, well, let's see if I can work this out with the access points. And so that's when I did the switch over to the new access point, which solved the kids' problem. But then there's still the Xbox that had that didn't have a wired connection and wasn't near anything. And so, of course, I could have solved it by buying an access point or buying the Xbox wireless thing, but that's actually kind of expensive. And I figured, well, I've got enough things around here. I tried just plugging into a router and bridging it to to another access point, but that worked to various degrees. And so I actually had like a portable router that I bought many years ago that one of the modes it has is basically it's a wireless it's a wireless client. So you plug an Ethernet cord into it and it basically connects to whatever wireless access point it's configured to connect to. And it essentially becomes it turns an Ethernet connection into a wireless client. And I finally got that working. I had some issues with my main gateway. There was an issue with the DHCP server, which is the thing that hands out IP addresses. For some reason, it wasn't working when I was using that device. And now that problem has been magically solved. And yay firmware. And anyway, the long and the short of it is, it took me several days, but I think I finally exercised as much of the lag as I, you know, or the connectivity issues as as that I can from the home wireless network. I've got all the wired stuff up here in my office, and downstairs everything has to be wireless. There's DSs and tablets and Roku boxes and Xboxes and stuff. And I think I finally have got everything working the way it's supposed to. And hopefully, you're going to get random lag when you do things wireless from time to time, but it should be nowhere near what it was when I had it all before. And it's nice to finally have it sorted out, but I'm sure at some point it will all break again, or it'll all just kind of go sideways, and then I got to fix it again. And, this is the joy of doing IT for your household.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.